Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We are looking at a market that just refuses to quit. Despite a barrage of negative headlines at the open, the bulls stepped in, bought the dip, and pushed the S&P 500 to fresh record highs. It was a classic shakeout and reversal session.
It really was a testament to the underlying bid in this market. If you just read the morning headlines, Fed Chair Powell facing a DOJ probe, and President Trump calling for a 10% cap on credit card rates, you would have expected a red trend day. Instead, we saw resilience. The S&P reversed early losses to close up 0.2%, and the NASDAQ led the charge. But we have to talk about the damage under the hood, specifically in financials.
Right, that credit card cap news sent shockwaves through the lenders. We saw Synchrony Financial down over 8% and Capital One shedding more than 6%. With JP Morgan earnings kicking off the bank run tomorrow morning, that sector is looking heavy.
Exactly. Financials were the clear laggard, down 0.8%. Investors are nervous ahead of JP Morgan's print, and this regulatory headline regarding interest rate caps just adds a massive layer of uncertainty. On the flip side, money rotated aggressively into defensive growth and tech. We saw massive moves in memory storage. Western Digital and Seagate were absolute rockets today.
And don't forget the consumer staples. Walmart was a beast, up 3% on news it's joining the NASDAQ 100. That is a major liquidity event for the stock. So we have this split market. Banks are heavy, but tech and staples are lifting the index. Looking at the technical picture for the SPY and QQQ, are we overextended here?
We're actually seeing consolidation, which is healthy. Looking at the 30-minute charts, the SPY is in a tightening range. We are watching support right at 694. If that breaks, we could see some selling accelerate. Resistance is sitting at 696. We need high volume to punch through that ceiling. The QQQ is similar, holding support at 626.87. It feels like the market is coiling, waiting for the next big catalyst.
And that catalyst is arriving tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We've got the December CPI print. The consensus is 0.3% for both headline and core. What is the play here?
The stakes are high. A hot print, anything above that 0.3%, could push rate cut expectations further out and rattle this rally. But a soft reading likely fuels the push to new highs. Volatility, measured by the VXX, is stable, which suggests the market isn't pricing in a disaster, but traders need to be nimble at the open.
Agreed. Let's get tactical. Based on the late-day price action and volume, what setups are we watching for the next session?
I'm looking at momentum continuation plays that showed strength into the close. First up is Riot in the crypto mining space. It closed near highs with strong power hour volume. I'm watching for a push through 16.60. If Bitcoin stays bid, this one has room to run towards 17.50.
Crypto miners have definitely been waking up. What else is on the list?
Keep an eye on UEC in the uranium sector. It saw a strong afternoon bid, closing right around 15.95. We are looking for a clean reclaim of the 16.00 level. If it holds above that, it opens the door to 16.50. Also, in retail, Dollar Tree, ticker DLTR, ripped into the close. If it can hold above 136 on an opening dip, we could see a move toward 140. The volume expansion there was significant.
Solid levels. So to recap, watch the reaction to the CPI print at 8:30 a.m. Keep an eye on financials with JPM earnings and monitor those breakout levels on Riot and UEC. It's going to be a busy morning.
Absolutely. Don't chase the gap if the CPI number causes a spike. Let the price action settle and look for those support levels on the SPY at 694 to hold. Trade what you see, not what you think.
Great insights. That wraps up our prep for tomorrow. Good luck, stay disciplined, and we will see you on the next one.